Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1361, How Spending Time in Nature Can Boost Your Healthy Brain Power, by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday and welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now don't forget, we have 5 shows where we narrate blogs for you, covering a bunch of different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. How Spending Time in Nature Can Boost Your Healthy Brain Power, by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. What do negative thoughts, lack of creativity, and a bad memory have in common? They can all be treated with the same thing. It's not a pill or ancient medicine. You don't have to see a doctor or specialist to reap the benefits. So, what's free, accessible to all, and an excellent remedy for a variety of mental and emotional issues? Going for a hike in nature. According to the latest science, technology-free time in the great outdoors can produce some serious improvements in your health. Urban environments did not have this effect, by the way. It seems the more time we spend in urban environments, the more stressed and anxious we are. With so many sights, sounds, smells, and people around, our senses are overwhelmed. Quote, climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy. John Muir. Here are 4 ways you can improve your mental and physical well-being by spending time in nature. 1. Turn off the negative chatter inside your mind. One study found that just 90 minutes in nature made a noticeable difference. The participants reported less rumination on negative thoughts, and their brain scans showed less activity in the subgenus prefrontal cortex, an area of the brain that's been linked to mental illness risk. If you've ever found yourself stuck in a pattern of negative thoughts, you can just walk it off. 2. Improve your creative problem-solving skills. Useful as technology is, it does come with downsides. For instance, attention. The ability to switch tasks rapidly costs many the ability to pay attention for long periods of time. This can lead to impaired creativity and problem-solving skills. Researchers were curious about the effect of nature on problem-solving, so they had a group of participants head off on a 4-day camping trip, sans technology. Half of the participants were given a test on day 1 before the trip started. The other half took the test on day 4 of the trip. They all took the same test, which measured the ability to creatively solve problems. The results? the group that took the test on day 4, post-immersion in nature, scored 50% higher than those who took it before the trip. You've got to get outside to think outside the box. 3. Sharpen your memory. A study at the University of Michigan tested students' memories with and without exposure to nature. Two groups of students took a memory test. One group then went for a walk around an arboretum, and the other group took a walk down city streets. The participants returned and took the same memory test again. The students who walked among the trees did almost 20% better than their first score, whereas the city walkers did not improve consistently. Something unique happened to their brain patterns when amongst the trees. Spending time with nature can have its benefits when it comes to age-related brain changes, too. 4. Feel alive and inspired to take action toward your goals and dreams. According to the latest neuroscience research, a natural environment is awe-inspiring for modern human beings. Time is our scarcest commodity, right? Most of us feel like we never have enough time. But when we feel a sense of awe, time seems to expand. We become more generous with our time and feel an increased sense of well-being. So, leave behind the worries of work and the confines of your indoor space and go outside where everything around you is strikingly vast, even time. The mindset shift from time scarcity to time abundance is a great stress reducer and helps develop self-motivation. And 5, reconnect with your mind, body, and spirit. The next time something is bothering you or you don't feel like yourself, try clearing your mind with a walk in nature. When you combine exercise with nature, it's like going to the doctor, minus the bills and pills. By taking a hike in the quiet wilderness, you naturally increase energy and vitality. So if your life seems extra stressful and you're missing out on the self-care you need, go out into nature. Remember, the more time you spend in awe-inspiring environments, the more life satisfaction you'll have. It's a great way to reconnect with your true self. It's true, some issues require serious medical attention. However, sometimes a scary symptom has a simple solution. So before you make any rash decisions, try a quick, healthy mindset shift first. Get outside, walk around, breathe deeply. While it may not sound profound, it's scientifically shown that spending time in nature is all it takes to regain some true inner peace. You just listened to the post titled, How Spending Time in Nature Can Boost Your Healthy Brain Power, by the NeuroGym team of myneurogym.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. My friends like to poke fun at me because I'm so not a nature type of person. Well, actually, it's only partly true. I really do enjoy nature and being outdoors. I'm just very particular about the types of activities we're doing. For example, I absolutely love swimming. Or if we're going skiing or parasailing or paddleboarding at night, yes, this is a real thing. The paddleboard actually has lights underneath it, so you can see the water below you, blah, 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 you get it. Then yes, if we're doing any of those things, absolutely count me in. But if we're going for a leisurely stroll at a park or even at the beach, I'm a lot less interested. I don't mind lounging at the beach with a good book. I just don't get a ton of joy walking at the beach. I'd rather be at the gym in that case. So again, it's not that I don't enjoy nature. I just am really specific about the activities I like to do when in nature. That's all. But here's the deal. Once in a while, I'll let go of my oh-so-stubborn mentality and take that stroll at the park or at the beach. And you know what? I never regret it. I always feel better afterwards. It absolutely clears my head and makes me feel reconnected to everything. But just don't tell my friends. I'll never hear the end of it. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. Have a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.